Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jean. It's Samantha here. How are you?
Okay. How you doing, Samantha?
I'm doing great. Just got a bit sick, and overall, I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, so, yeah, in regards to the recording that you referred to, I tried my best to get my hands on that, but unfortunately, she was calling you from her personal cell number, due to which we could not access any recording. That leaves us with the resolution in order to cater to this. You mentioned to me that you don't have the amount in order to do that, right?
Correct.
Yes. So I had a discussion with the billing department after that, and I told them that the amount that we are asking for, there is no way that you can provide that much money. So they told me that since this is a mandatory requirement, and since I also wanted to facilitate you and help you out, as I promised you, so I asked them to provide me the best possible option or the best possible quotation in terms of how we can help you out with this. So bottom line, they told me that they can cover 60% of the cost, and if you are willing to provide the remaining 40%. Is that something that you can cater to?
How much would that be in money wise? Because I'm saying I'm used all my money. I had saved up to get the money for the book for that part that won't come out. Everything was there.
Understood.
So, it'd be a while before I could get able to do it. So if I do it, how much is it? You talking about? I have to pay.
Let me place you on a brief hold. Let me figure that out. Okay. Stay on the line with me. Thank you very much for being online, Gina. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so the original quotation that you got from Janice was for the ISBN and copyrights of both the books, along with the barcode and imprint. Yes, and I see that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I already have the ISBN number. I had that already.
Yes, one ISBN was included in your package, so at this point of time, we are looking to cover the cost of one, the second ISBN. Second ISBN.
I gave Janice both my ISBN numbers for the first book and the second book.
You have both of them?
Yes, I gave that information to Janice.
Oh, okay. So you got that covered.
Got the ISBN number covered.
Okay, perfect. So the ISBN numbers are covered. Let's exclude the costing for that. Now we are only looking at, what about the barcodes? Are you covering that too, or is that something that I should include?
Well, the barcode, I guess you were included, but it's supposed to have been in all that post. Oh, yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. You told me the price and the barcode will be on the side, will be together on the side at the bottom.
At the bottom of the back cover, that's where the barcode will go. And the barcodes are associated with an individual ISBN. So each ISBN should have one barcode.
Yeah, Yes, I thought all that was all included. What's the, how much are you saying it costs for the pond, for the park?
I'm just ruling out the services that are not required to be included, and once I do that, I will be able to get the exact costing. ISBN and barcode. Okay. See, there's one ISBN and one barcode already included in your package. Now, if you're saying that you're providing two ISBNs, do you think you'll be covering the two barcodes as well? Did you buy them, or should I add it in the package right now?
I haven't brought any. All I gave was her the money for the book that's supposed to have all that stuff combined.
Okay.
You know, so all that should have been in that total. That's how come when Janice was telling me about the copyright, and it was like, no, that should have been all out. All that stuff has been taken care of, that's why.
Okay, all right. I understand the situation now. So you're referring to the initial package to have been covered the ISBN and barcode, is that correct?
Okay, no. For the ISBN number, I told her I had those.
Okay.
I got the ISBN numbers myself, so I have
okay.
Those.
Okay.
So the barcode and the copyright, all that post had been included in the package. Now you saying that none of it is included. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You said barcode was not included, and the copyright is not included, and I have to pay more money. So.
See, if you can handle this something on your own, Gene, see, I'm just trying to clarify the situation and find a resolution for us to move forward together, okay? So if, just in case, if it's not included in the package, I want to know if this is something that can be covered from your end. If it can, you don't have to pay any additional amount. Understand that my primary motive is not to extract money from you. Okay, it's just to help you out with the services. If it's something that can be easily attained from your end by yourself, then I would truly appreciate that, and I would tell you to provide that to us. That means you won't have to pay any additional cost. If not, then we can take care of that for you against a cost, of course, and you won't have to go through any hassle. Now, that being said, ISBNs, I completely rule them off out of this costing that I'm going to provide you. I'm including two barcodes and two copyrights registrations along with the imprints. Oh, imprints will be provided by you since you're covering the ISBN. So imprint I'm going to rule out as well, okay? That will minimize the cost. Mm-hmm.
Let me explain.
Imprint is basically like a security code, or you can say the key to one ISBN. So for example, if you're buying an ISBN, it should come with an imprint so you can use it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I got all that.
Okay, so that's like a secret code. Whoever you bought the ISBN from, ask them to provide you the imprints associated with the ISBN. They should be able to do that.
Oh, that's been so long since I had those ISBN numbers.
Okay, then that might be an issue, but that's something I'm going to leave on you to handle, okay? As of now, let me give you the costing that's coming down. Do you want to keep the patent to the Library of Congress included in the package, or should I remove that?
Okay, what are you saying?
Okay, patent to the Library of Congress, it's a byproduct that comes with the copyright registration along with the authorship certificate. Now, let me explain that. Just in case if later down the line you decide to shelf your book on the local bookstores, then you need to have the patent to the Library of Congress. That will allow you or enable you to go ahead and put in the book for the physical distribution. So would you like to add that, or should I remove that? It's not costing a lot. The patent to the Library of Congress amount is $50 each. So altogether, we are looking at $100. Should I put that in or leave it out?
But when it, okay, you said with the books, but then I had on it, it supposed to be going to Amazon Barnes and Noble, all of that was in that contract. So all, you know, that those are the books that are supposed to be, the stores that they supposed to be going to is like 4 or 5 stores that was noted.
Okay, let me explain how that works. Your package includes online publication on 6 platforms here, which includes Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, Kobo, Powell's, Apple Books, Google, and Chapter. Okay. Now let me tell you how this publication works. The publication enables certain formats. Your package includes an ebook format along with a paperback format, a printed version. That's a print-on-demand thing. So for example, if any customer would like to order a copy, they can go on Amazon and they can order a paperback for themselves, and Amazon will be printing that out and shipping it to that individual customer. That is something separate. That is already in your package. The bookstore placement that I'm talking about, see, all these platforms that will be publishing your book, it is not necessary for them to keep your book on shelf. That happens on demand. It's a completely separate thing. So if you want Barnes & Noble to keep your book on shelf in their physical stores, that is a separate thing for which you actually talk to the local stores and see what they can figure, because for that they actually look into a marketing package that you've taken, guaranteed sales, and of course there should be a high demand of your book. Those are like the primary, criteria for having a book placed on an individual bookstore physically. Okay, so that's something else. In order to do that later down the line, you will require a patent to the Library of Congress. Now you understand?
So in the beginning, with Barnes and Noble, the other bookstores, will they get any copies of the book from the beginning?
I'm not sure I understand your question. Can you try to rephrase that?
Okay. When they do the book and they print it out, will they sell it to or give it to Barnes and Noble and all of those?
No. No. I don't think you're understanding the process. See, your package contains publication services, and we are using certain platforms. Let's talk about Barnes & Noble specifically, because Barnes & Noble has physical stores as well, right? Now, we are looking at the publication of your book in 2 formats, that is ebook and paperback, on Barnes & Noble online platform. All right. Now, whoever needs to place an order of your book in particular, they can do that, and then Barnes & Noble prints out the book and ships it out to them. Once the publication is done, that doesn't mean that they are going to print 1,000 copies of your book and they'll keep it somewhere in the store. No. They print that as the orders come along, and it depends on the orders too. I mean, for example, your book could be published there for, let's say, a year, and there might not be any orders whatsoever. Or your book could be placed there for a year, and there might be maybe 100 copies per month orders coming in. So it completely depends on the situation. Anyhow, they do not print out the books on top of their hand on priority and keep it. They wait for the orders to come in. As soon as the order is placed, then they go ahead and print that particular number of copies out, and then they ship it to the individual customer. What you're talking about is situation 2, where you print out the copies and have them placed on bookshelves in the physical stores on demand. That's a separate thing.
Okay. So now that's okay. I don't need that. Okay.
Okay. So let's include that as well. All right. Yep, I got that off. What about the authorship certification? Would you need that?
What is that?
Okay. In order to certify you as an author, you will be receiving a registered legal document from the government's office along with the copyrights that will actually officially certify you as an author. Think of it this way. You know, once you get your bachelor's degree, you have completed the course, you got the certification, and then you get the documentation for that particular degree, right? So this is sort of like a degree against you being an author.
All I wanted to do, Samantha, was to get the book published and try to get it out, get it, and to have it be out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't you know.
Okay, then I should just go ahead and rule that out, okay? Because that is something for your own records, you know, and it's not really required. So I'm going to just leave that out. Okay, so we're looking at two barcodes, two copyright registrations for individual books, and that covers the copyrights of the manuscript along with the book cover and any images associated with these manuscripts. Okay.
I already have my book cover. I already have the book cover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the copyrights for the book cover will be required, right?
I already have the book cover.
No, I'm not talking about the book cover itself. The book cover must be an image, right? It's a design art. That needs to be copyrighted as well. So I'm adding that in the package along with the copyrights of the manuscript. That way you have the legal registration of the intellectual property, the artwork design of the book cover, along with the manuscript. That is the content. So that is done. All right, I am just putting this in my system, and it's good to go. Okay. All right. So I'm getting the revised cost of $7.99. And this is way lesser than $2,200. And I think we can maybe work something out on this. What are your thoughts?
I really have to think about that because I know I don't have $7.99. I mean, it's a less money amount, though, but it's something that I wasn't configuring, putting any more into the
mm-hmm.
book.
Do you think you can do installment plans?
Not really. Not really.
See, installment?
How many books will I have?
How many books will you have? Let
right.
me check your package.
I'm supposed to get two marked copies, and then they're going to be like 5 and 5 or 10 and 10. But how many will I get in all? Will those be all I will be receiving from you, or will I receive more books?
Okay, let me explain that. Your package consists of 10 printed copies each. So for each book, you'll be getting 10 copies. 20 altogether.
Right.
But the copies... I'm sorry, go ahead.
So once I have the copies, will I be able to get more copies?
Yeah, of course. As I explained to you, that there is a printing and shipment department here at Penguin, and what we do is that we actually take orders print on demand. That means if you need 100 copies, if you need 20 copies, 50 copies, whatsoever, you can place the order later on. Or you can get these copies directly from Amazon or Barnes & Noble because your book will be published there, right? But you'll be getting it at a retail price. So that's something that you can figure out once you know, you have a certain requirement to get the copies printed.
Okay. I'll get 20 books and two. Will I still get the mock-up copy so I can look at them to see if everything is right, all right?
Okay, let me explain how that works. So out of the 20 copies, you will be receiving two sample copies first, just to ensure
right.
that everything is good to go. Once,
right.
if everything is good to go on those two copies, you'll be receiving the remaining copies. Just in case if the copies are not up to the mark and if there are revisions required, then we will just disregard those two copies and we will send you new copies. So altogether, you'll be having a number of 20 copies again, disregarding the initial two markups. So that's how that process works.
Okay. $799 even, and I will have
okay, one more thing. I interrupted earlier because $7.99 has nothing to do with the printed copies. The printed copies are already included in your package. This is the costing for something that you do not have in the package, which is two barcodes and two copyright registrations for each one for both of your books. So that's what we're looking at.
Okay. So it's just a barcode and the copyright.
Yes.
That's all I really need, about everything else.
You already have the, yes, you already have the ISBNs covered. That means the imprints will come along with the ISBNs. And what we will be doing is that we will be generating the barcodes for each one of those ISBNs from our end.
Okay.
So, as I was saying to you, that I think you will need some time to get back to me on this. Meanwhile, would you like me to check up with the billing department to see if we can do any installment plans on this to facilitate you? Because I understand that you cannot pay this amount all at once.
Let me
find out about that. Yes, let me find out about that. And meanwhile, you can do some thinking and considering this over the weekend, and then maybe we can chat again on Monday. How does that sound for you?
Okay, Monday would be okay.
Okay, perfect. All right, then I'll call you Monday, same time. Have you written down the amount and the services associated with that? Or should I recap that for you?
Okay, you have $7.99, and that's for the two barcodes and the two copyrights.
That is correct. You got it. And trust me, this is like the most minimum, absolute minimum that they could do. I had to request them multiple times. I had to apply my discounted coupon. As an employee here, we actually get monthly coupons, and we can utilize that for any of the personal services that we would like to attain from the company itself, right? So I had to utilize that in order to get the minimum price on these services. And, of course, we had to rule out some of the services, which made sense, of course, because you have the ISBN, so you shouldn't be paying for that. So doing all of that back and forth, running around with the billing department, and I ended up on this conclusion. So I would like you to really consider this, because this is an extended help. It is me, you know, reaching out to you to help you out. I have taken care of the 9 steps. I only need you to cover that 1 step for me in order to meet halfway. Okay? Okay, then, Jean, I'm going to let you go now, and you have yourself a nice weekend. Just call me back if you don't hear back from me by noon on Monday, okay?
Okay. I hope you feel better.
All right. Thank you so much for that. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.